Larry Magid, CBS News Tech Talk. Smartphones are great, but not everybody can afford to spend $1,000, $800, $600, or even $400 for a fancy new iPhone or Android phone, especially in the developing world, which is why there's a big market for low-cost Android phones. There's really no such thing as a low-cost iPhone, unless it's used. But there's a problem with low-cost Android phones. They tend to be slow and lack much storage capacity. But Google is trying to change that with a new version of its Android operating system called Android Go. Android Go, which is part of the Oreo 8.1 release, will work on devices with 512 megabytes to 1 gigabyte of memory, and it'll be optimized with an operating system for better performance, storage, and security features on low-end phones. And, says CNET News, that will include a set of lighter Google apps and an app store optimized for more efficient apps. Larry Magid, CBS News.